You're listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show on demand. Wake up weekdays with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge on Maine's number one for new country.
Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Happy Monday. It is currently Miss Cindy Campbell.
Yes.
25 degrees. I just feel like it was. Oh. Ooh, I'm just happy it doesn't get colder than that.
Okay. Yeah, it will never get colder in Maine than 25 degrees.
Come on. Okay, we're only, there's so much to talk about today. So much. First, on your drive in, I think this is so cool. This is one of the things I love about Maine.
Yeah.
You had to swerve to not hit deer on the way in because there were just so many.
I had to keep stopping. I actually like came running in with my tail on fire at the last minute to sit down and do three things to know because I kept having to stop on the way in. This is good news for hunters, including my husband, who's in the woods. The deer are moving this morning because I kept coming up on deer standing right on the edge of the road.
Right.
And then you have to stop. You know, like, okay, which way are you going to go?
Right.
You're going to run across in front of me or you're going to go? And they would go, you know.
Yeah.
None of them crossed in front of me this morning, but that happened like three or four times on my way in. I'm like, really?
That's so funny. There were quite a bit of deer on 95 because I went down to Salem this weekend and there were quite a bit of deer on the road that had been hit. I was man, I'm gonna drive a little extra careful this time. All right. Oh, gosh.
So how was Salem?
We'll get into that. We got the World Series. Yeah. I'm going to have to retract my football prediction and who's going to go to the Super Bowl. We're going to talk about breakups. And I think the most important thing is that we are 3 days away from Halloween. And yeah, we're going to start out early. I got a question for you, Miss Cindy.
Okay.
What do weight-conscious vampires drink? What do weight-conscious vampires drink? You're not going to ruin this for me this early in the morning, are you?
I'm not.
What do weight-conscious vampires drink?
I don't know. What do they drink?
Blood Light.
See, I had it backwards. I was thinking light blood. It's like, that doesn't make any sense.
You almost had it. You almost stole it from me. I'm glad you didn't. That's not the way I want to kick off a Monday. You know that a few things give me joy. And those bad jokes and those bad punchlines.
Yeah.
That's what brings a smile to my face. We'll have more of those and more fun coming up on David and Cindy. Thank you so much for listening. I'm not wrong often, Miss Cindy.
Okay.
Q106.5, David and Cindy, thank you so much for listening. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
25 degrees. 25 degrees. Meteorologist Todd Sibcox from WABI says that it's a beautiful start to our Monday. And wow, that is really just subjective. Because I disagree.
Well, it's a beautiful morning for late October, 25 degrees.
You know. Don't stop saying it. Hmm. It makes it sound so bad. But again, fortunately, it doesn't get lower than 25 degrees here in Maine, from what I've been told. So this is as cold as it ever gets.
I would not be at all surprised if there are people who told you that.
Here is where I was wrong. Okay? I hate it.
Well, you're wrong if you think it never gets colder than 25 degrees. But where else are you wrong?
I'm not wrong there. But I was wrong with who I said was going to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah?
I had the New York Jets.
Yeah.
And I spoke confidently about it, too. I said the New York Jets are going. Aaron Rodgers are going. They have Devontae Adams now. There's no stopping them. They lost to the Patriots yesterday.
I know.
And no offense to the Patriots fans, but let's be honest. You know they're not the best right now.
It's what, the first game they've won all year? It's all season?
The second game.
Is it the second game? Okay.
And their starting quarterback went down. They won with their backup quarterback against Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets, who have supposed to be a phenomenal defense.
Yeah.
And the Patriots won. They beat the Jets.
I have to admit, it was a very conflicted game. I watched the last half of it because, you know, my Patriots, I love the Patriots, but I did not pick them in the football pool because, hello, they haven't been winning all year.
Right. Nobody picked the Patriots to win.
Well, whoever did got some serious points because because they were the long shots. And I was sitting there feeling really bad about rooting for the Jets, going, come on.
Well, yeah, if you're a Jets fan, it's abysmal. Sorry. It's awful. Yeah. And I just feel silly that I even said that they were going to go to the Super Bowl. But if you're a Patriots fan, there's some hope for the future. Even though the starting quarterback, Drake May, went down with a concussion, he had a great touchdown drive. And this kid, he looks like he's going to be the future of the Patriots.
Yeah.
Drake May. Wow. But I mean, next season for the Patriots, it's going to be really good for you guys.
Right.
And I might hop on that bandwagon by then. They got to be better, though, before I hop on a bandwagon. They got to be a little bit better.
It's a rebuilding year. May I point out, by the way, since we're talking about our Super Bowl picks, that the Detroit Lions beat the Tennessee Titans 52-14 yesterday. 52-14.
Of course they did. Okay, so here it is. Doesn't happen often. In fact, I think this is like the second time in my 41 years on this beautiful planet.
Okay.
Where I was wrong.
No, where you admitted you were wrong.
No. I was wrong.
Okay.
You and the Jordan Verge picking the Detroit Lions to go to the Super Bowl were probably more right than I was.
Yeah.
Oh, that was tough.
Oh, it's going to be tougher when you have to tell Jordan later.
Oh, no, I got it out of the way now. We're not doing it later.
Oh, yes, we are.
No, we're not. Q106.5, yes, David and Cindy. Thanks for listening. We are David and Cindy. We're going to hit it hard, Miss Cindy. We're going to hit it hard.
Oh, okay.
Because we're only three sleeps away from Halloween. And before we check the weather with WABI-TV5's meteorologist Todd Simcox, okay, I have a question for you, Miss Cindy.
Okay, go ahead.
Don't you dare ruin it. I get so nervous now because you've already ruined so many punchlines. You're just too intelligent.
Oh, I hate to tell you, but I ask some of your jokes of my 7- and 8-year-old grandsons, and they got every one of them right.
Well, what the heck?
One of them.
Well, why am I even doing this then?
It's like I didn't know them.
How do French... I feel like you're going to get this. How do French ghosts greet each other?
Bonjour.
You are such a pain in the butt. You are a pain in the butt. That's mine. That's my punchline, Miss Cindy.
No, actually, it was mine.
All right, let's check the weather.
Plenty of sunshine out there for our Monday. After a cold start, temperatures will get to the upper 30s to mid 40s for highs this afternoon. Clear and cold tonight. Overnight lows a couple degrees either side of 20. And then for the daytime on Tuesday, morning sunshine giving way to increasing clouds. Nice day overall. Temperatures in the 40s to near 50. Rain moves in Tuesday night. It will be a wet start to the day on Wednesday. Rain for the morning. We'll see that rain tapering off by around lunchtime or so. And then mostly cloudy skies for the rest of the day. Temperatures will be milder in the 50s to around 60. And even warmer for our Halloween on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. Temperatures Thursday in the upper 60s to middle 70s. For Q106.5, I'm WABI TV5 and the CW meteorologist, Todd Simcox.
25 degrees still at Q106.5.
Hey, you check that one more time.
24 degrees.
I've never lived in a state where as the sun rises, it gets colder.
Yeah.
On Halloween, by the way, I never thought I would say this sentence.
Okay.
Let's go to the beach on Halloween.
It's going to be crazy warm.
What the heck is going on?
You're going to be sweating through your makeup, you know?
Well, one thing is for sure, and if you're just joining us, thank you for listening. We decided earlier, well, not decided, we came to the conclusion that it never gets colder than 25 degrees. Well, now it's 24. So it never gets colder than that here in Maine, ever. And I love that.
Sure.
Let's go to the phones with that being said. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooks, Bruce Stubbs. What are we going to do when it's 25 below? That's what I want to know.
You stop it right now. That doesn't exist. It's 25 degrees right now, and it doesn't get any lower than that. I was told that. Everybody, they swore up and down. They're like, David, this is as cold as it gets, 25 degrees.
I've seen it 25 below for a week.
Bruce, what are you doing to me this morning? It's Monday, man. Why are you being this heavy with me on a Monday?
Well, you didn't use my comment that... us guys don't get old, we just get more toys. And after I hung up with you, I figured out that, you know, you were talking about a PlayStation. about 10 minutes before that.
Well, I am looking at some toys for this winter to enjoy the snow and the never below 25 degree temperatures here in Maine.
You can keep lying to yourself.
Bruce, you have a great Monday. You stay warm out there.
You too, man. Bye. Bye.
Miss Cindy, I really like Bruce, but
I do too.
Well, what's yeah, I know what you do. What's he doing to me? Why is he doing that?
He's being honest with you.
No, it doesn't get 25 below here. Oh, come on. Miss, I'm worried.
Maybe not standing temperature very often. I'm not saying it could never happen. It doesn't typically standing temperature get that low, but wind chills? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like the next 4 to 5 months on the radio, we're going to have a lot of fun. And there's going to be a lot of complaining and crying.
There's going to be a lot of chattering teeth, yeah.
Q106.5, we're David and Cindy. Thanks for listening. 106.5, we are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for listening and laughing with us on a Monday. Chilly Monday.
Chilly.
Ooh.
Oh, chilly would be good right now.
Oh, I had chili over the weekend.
Did you?
Oh, I did. I stopped at a place in Portland. Oh, I can't even think of the name. Oh, what? Oh, it was a great restaurant too, and that's where I watched the Patriots beat the Jets. Oh,
okay.
I pulled over on my way back from Salem, and I was like, I gotta watch the rest of this game because it's too close.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like, I hate that I stopped to watch the rest of this game because I had the Jets winning. They did not.
They
the
did
Patriots
not.
Won.
Came so close.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Speaking of sports, how do you not love baseball? If you don't, how?
Right.
The World Series has been phenomenal so far.
Right.
It's like watching. It's like it's scripted. It's too good to be true. Game one.
Yeah.
Walk-off home run. Grand slam in the 10th inning.
Wow.
Freddie Freeman. Did you see that over the weekend?
No, I actually don't watch baseball.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's so romantic.
I can watch baseball if I'm there. I can't watch it on TV. I fall asleep. Sorry.
Game one went into extra innings.
Yeah.
This is the Yankees versus the Dodgers.
Right.
Shohei, Judge.
Right.
I mean, it couldn't be bigger than this right now.
Okay.
And they're tied up going into extra innings. Dodgers are at home. They have bases loaded.
Yeah.
And Freddie Freeman hits a grand slam.
That's awesome.
The first walk-off grand slam in World Series history.
Wow.
And immediately after he scores, he runs over to his dad.
Aw. That's so sweet.
He has three kids that were there.
Yeah.
Can you imagine watching your dad hit the grand slam that wins game one in the World Series?
No.
Oh. Also, he has a wife that was there too, and she's attractive.
Okay.
That was phenomenal. Game two, Dodgers win again.
Nice.
And now they're back in New York.
Okay.
Dodgers are up 2 games. Yankees need to win.
Okay.
Oh, it's great. You don't care. I get it.
It's not that I don't care. It's just that I can't contribute anything because I haven't watched any of the games.
Ice Cube came out and sang in at Dodger Stadium to kick off game two.
Cool.
Well, yeah, because he's like West Coast. And then tonight, there's rumors that Jay-Z is going to come out for New York.
Wow.
And rap and sing.
Rapping the national anthem.
No. They just like sing to hype up the crowd. 808 is the first pitch for those who will be watching. Miss Cindy, I know. Don't even write it down.
What? Don't write what down?
The game tonight.
Oh, okay.
The time. 808.
No, I didn't. I typically don't start watching sports at 808 on a Monday night.
You know? Oh, my gosh. I know. The games are so late. Like last night, the game went so late, too. The 49ers game, I fell asleep. I'm like, what? Oh, I can't do this. It's so late.
Yeah.
And then we got Monday Night Football, too, and the World Series.
What are you going to do tonight? You're going to have two TVs going? So you can watch them both?
I don't know. I'm going to have to just go back and forth.
You don't have room for a second TV.
I don't. I don't. I'll have to flip a coin to figure out what I'm going to watch.
Okay.
Or maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll just go to Mason's Brewing Company.
Ooh, there you go.
They have TVs.
Yeah, that's a very nice plan.
Oh, and they have the best beer on tap.
Yeah.
Oh, I've already talked about this beer, and it's seasonal, and it's the one that I'm just loving right now. Smashing Pumpkins beer, 6.5% alcohol, 100% delicious, And it's time to enjoy that. Grandma's pumpkin pie has competition this year. Not even close. Doesn't even hold a candle to Smashing Pumpkins beer from Mason's Brewing Company. And they're always altering the menu there, too. They have the usuals, like their the best dang pepperoni pizza, which it really is the best, and their ahi tuna salad, which I love. But they allow their cooks to explore and create new menu items. And right now, they're offering faux brisket tacos, Vietnamese-style broth braised beef brisket, Fresno peppers, faux broth, and they also have cheeseburger tacos, smash burger, American cheese, IPA pickles, diced white onions, ketchup, mustard. Come on. There's always something new to try at Mason's Brewing Company. You won't find a better beer food combo than at Mason's. I challenge you. They have two locations, Machias, and then, of course, on the waterfront, Brewer. Here's your sign to go there for lunch today. You deserve it. It's Monday, and by then it'll be a little bit warmer, mid-40s. Go there for the beer, the food, the views, the staff. See you at Mason's today for lunch. Thank you so much for listening to us on a Monday morning and laughing with us, David and Cindy. Miss Cindy.
Yes?
We are 3 days away from Halloween.
We are.
With that being said, I have a question for you.
Okay.
What's a vampire's favorite TV show? What's a vampire's favorite TV show?
I know I should know this.
Mm-hmm.
I know I should.
You've ruined all the other punchlines.
I don't know.
Why stop here?
I don't know.
A vampire's favorite TV show is Big Fang Theory.
Okay, totally not where I was going.
Big Fang Theory.
Okay, that was good. I was thinking blood, something blood. Yeah, no, okay.
There's nothing scarier than being dumped, broken up with. Correct or incorrect?
I don't know about scarier, but more depressing.
What is the worst way you have been dumped? We're talking about this because last week, Zach Bryan, he's in the news. If you're not familiar with Zach Bryan, I don't think we play any of his songs.
Yeah.
He's a country artist who says he doesn't want to be a country artist. He's made a lot of headlines for drunk tweeting lately about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And then more recently, breaking up with his girlfriend via social media. That's how he did it. He went to his Instagram stories and posted that he and his girlfriend were done, broken up with. She responded the next morning saying, well, this is news to me, basically. I was blindsided, and I'm going to take a break from social media.
But, yeah, we're done.
Yeah, I guess we're done.
No, I think at that point, yeah, we're done.
Well, it's like a modern...
This is how much respect you have for me.
Seriously. Yeah. Seriously. Yeah, it's like modern-day texting, which is crazy. This is how technology has just advanced. I mean, 20, 30 years ago, you couldn't break up with somebody via text.
Yeah.
But that seems to be an unpopular way to break up with somebody, but a lot of people do it.
Yeah.
They're called cowards.
Yeah.
What's the worst way you have been dumped, broken up with, relationship ended? What was the reason?
The worst way a relationship ended, okay, I wasn't broken up with this way because I stupidly popped in on the guy that I was seeing. Never do that. Never, ever do that.
Why should you? You should be able to pop in on the person that you're seeing.
Yeah, well, his ex-girlfriend answered the door in her bathrobe.
Why?
So that was, that was over.
maybe her water was out at her place?
No.
And she needed a place to shower?
No.
Oh. What?
And you?
What would, I've never seen Cindy angry.
You don't. Want to see me angry. I'm like the Hulk. You don't want to see me angry. Trust me.
Oh, man, I wish I was there. What did you do?
Actually, I went in and talked to him, and I stormed out and slammed the door, which had a big pane of glass, and he's really lucky that glass was still there because I slammed it really hard. But
oh, my gosh.
That's all I did.
You are far more mature than me. What would I have done? Well, first of all, I would have been like, what are you doing with a girl? Because I would be dating a girl.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
The worst way I was ever broken up with, it was just a girl that I dated for about a month, and her reasoning for telling me that it was over was that I have too much energy. She looked me dead in the eye and said, you just have too much energy. It's too much. And that was it.
Can't keep up with you.
I didn't know what to say. I was like, that's a bad thing?
Yeah. Okay.
A month later, she was pregnant.
So she found someone with less energy.
Or more energy. I don't know. She got pregnant. What's the worst way you were broken up with? 207-991-9500.
Or you can leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
Let's all cry together, revisit our heartbreaks.
Exactly.
Or vice versa. Were you the dumpy?
Right.
How did you do it? 207-991-9500. We are absolutely in the fall now. I mean, looking at the temperature, it is 25 degrees. It's time to get ready to bring that heat from the Heating Lodge. You don't want to be left in the cold or leave your family or even your employees cold if you own a business. The Heating Lodge is your place to beautifully heat your home, commercial, or industrial space. Head to heatinglodge.com right now. Take a peek at all of their gas stoves. With so many designs. And Samsung heat pumps. Love these. Energy sufficient. They're versatile units. You can put one outdoor and then one or more indoors. Perfect for heating and actually cooling your residential, commercial, and industrial spaces. TheHeatingLodge.com or HeatingLodge.com is also your place for top brand grills, fire tables. Keep you on that patio. I know this morning I could have used a fire table while I was sipping my coffee, looking up at the stars. Beautiful morning, just cold. That's why you need a fire table. From the Heating Lodge. Two locations to go to in Bangor on Griffin and Union and their new location, Moosehead Trail in Newport. And again, you can see all they have to offer and place your order at heatinglodge.com. Roll on Q106.5. We're David and Cindy. Happy Monday. Thank you so much for laughing with us.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jelly Roll, got that code coming up at 8:20.
Oh, yeah. Your chance to go see Jelly Roll in Jacksonville, Florida.
Heck yeah.
Round trip airfare for two nights hotel accommodations, tickets to the show, and $500 in spending cash.
Miss Cindy, I may not be a smart man, but one thing I
okay,
do know, Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah.
It's not 25 degrees there right now.
I would think that it's not. Yeah. No.
And it won't be November 23rd. Actually,
that's
watch it.
So cool. Right before Thanksgiving. Right. Get a little mini vacation to Florida. How cool is that?
Yeah, before you go hang out with the relatives. And listen, I know. I love my relatives. I love hanging out with them. But it's election year. It's going to be after the election. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be a nightmare. You need a vacation before your vacation.
Yes,
trust me.
And it will give you something to talk about around the table other than politics or what time did you get up to put the turkey in?
Oh, my God. When is the election? Oh, the election's November 5th. Oh, we're like a week away.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
God, can I just sleep until it's over?
I mean, yes, we are.
We are talking about bad breakups. Before we get to good news, is coming up here in about 60 seconds. Tina's on hold. We'll get to her call here momentarily. But Roxanne wrote in.
Okay.
What is the worst way you were broken up with or vice versa? We're talking about this because last week, Zach Bryan went to social media and dumped his girlfriend via Instagram.
On social media. What is that?
I love his music, but lately,
yeah,
he's not a good human.
No, he's got that self-destruct button going. It's flashing like crazy.
I know. I'm like, when are you going to rehab?
Yeah.
And I hope that's not the case, but it's like all the signs are there.
Yeah.
Roxanne wrote in about the worst way getting broken up with.
Yeah.
She says, getting a text from my now ex-husband that was meant for his girlfriend. Oh, come on. Obviously, that's so wrong, fellas. You got to make sure you're texting the right... No, I'm just kidding. Oh, that's horrible. Roxanne, well, hopefully you're... Well, it sounds like you're done with him and you've moved on, so good for you and getting away from that situation.
Yeah.
What is the worst way you were broken up with? 207-991-9500.
Or you can leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
Your response is coming up. We'll get to good news right now, though.
Q106.5.
So much bad news out there. How about some good news?
I believe most people are good.
Good news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Slipping Gear Cycling, Stillwater Avenue, Bangor. Friends, family, community. Nobody does community better than the Holden Police Department.
Okay.
Okay, they have their whole... 25 days of kindness, which was started by Chief Chris Greeley, who passed away a few years ago.
Okay.
That they continue to do. But they have a little Halloween thing that they do, too. Okay, people who live in Holden can call the police department or message them on Facebook and schedule a time for a police officer to come to their house in the cruiser, in uniform, knock on the door, and give their kid a bag of candy.
Oh, stop that. That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's like reverse trick-or-treating. They come to your house. How cool would that be for a kid? You know, first of all, there's a policeman at the door.
Yeah, right.
Policeman at the door, and he has candy for me.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, my gosh. I love that for so many reasons. One, showing the kids, you know, a good relationship with police officers, not somebody to be feared but revered.
Right.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
I'm in Brewer, you know, and I'm deep in the woods in Brewer.
Right.
I'm deep in the woods in Brewer.
Yeah.
But Holden's only 5 minutes away.
Right.
I think they... You know, but.
Well, first of all, I think you're kind of a tall kid.
I can talk like a kid.
Second of all, you don't live in Holden. It's for people who live in Holden because they're doing it for their community.
Even though I'm like Holden adjacent in Brewer, being in Brewer.
Yeah, I don't think
it's a 5 minute drive. If I call and I lie, I'll lie. And by the way, you should never, ever, 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 ever lie unless it's to get out of trouble or to get free candy.
Especially to the police.
It's free candy, Miss Cindy. And I get to meet a police officer from Holden.
I mean, you could call.
This is a win-win.
I don't think they'll do it, though. It's for Holden.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Shoot.
But big shout out to the Holden Police Department for
really
continuing
cool.
the community feeling in that community.
You know what I'm going to do? Awesome. I'm going to call Brewer Police Department.
See if they'll bring you candy.
Can I
get on that phone call?
Hi. Yeah. No emergency. No. Everything's fine. I was just wondering if one of your police officers, preferably somebody high rank, like a sergeant or a lieutenant, would bring down like a bag of candy to my home deep in the woods of Brewer.
Yeah. And we could call our friend Jason McCambly over at the Bangor Police Department.
Do you
see if he'd bring it by the radio station?
Let's try Brewer
first. Bring us candy.
Yeah, then we'll do Bangor. Okay. Oh, we're on a mission now. It's Q106.5. David and Cindy. What's Bugsy doing? Huh? What's Bugsy doing on the Q106.5 app? Bugsy texted in. What's he doing? What's he trying to do?
He's trying to give you a dose of reality of living in Maine.
No. What's his motivation? What's the motivation behind sending that nonsense?
To scare the out of you.
It's David and Cindy, Q106.5. Thanks for laughing with us on a Monday. It's 25 degrees right now. And from what I have been told, it doesn't get colder than 25 degrees.
Yeah.
Ever. But Bugsy... sending in a little Google search screenshot. But I don't know. Bugsy, I thought we were cool, man. I thought we were good. We were buds.
He's just trying to, you know, fill you in on the coldest wind chill temperature in Bangor, Maine.
From 2023, not even ever on record. This is just from last year, last winter.
Right.
The coldest wind chill temperature in Bangor. Oh, this can't be real. Miss Cindy, I'm not going to survive.
What? Minus 47.
Minus what? What?
You can, you know, live through that. You just, you know, bundle up, cover as much skin as possible, and spend as little time outside as possible.
I'm not coming into work. This occurred on the night of March 3rd and 4th of last year. Negative 47 degrees. This was the lowest wind chill in Bangor since 2005. Heck no. Heck no.
It was during the night.
Heck no.
You're all snuggled in your bed, extra blankets. You know, you'll be fine.
Now I get it. I remember when I interviewed and all the powers that be here, and they're fantastic people.
Yeah.
They said, listen, during the winter, you're going to need some whiskey. I get it now.
Let mood hop up on the bed. Keep it warm, you know. You'll be good.
Oh, all right. We're talking about the worst way you were ever broken up with, thanks to artist Zach Bryan.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar...
He's a class act.
Yeah, he's not the... He's not... Lately, he hasn't been the best human in the public eye.
Right.
Great music. Fantastic music.
Absolutely.
But not the best human lately.
Yeah.
Recently broke up with his girlfriend via Instagram stories. Posted in the stories saying, we're done. Essentially, that's what happened.
Yeah.
And she woke up the next morning reading that going, okay, I guess I guess got dumped.
Done.
Yeah. So that's inspired the conversation. What's the worst way that you've ever been broken up with? Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
I'm Tina, and I live in Brewer.
What's up, Tina?
Hi, Tina.
Good morning.
What's the worst way you were broken up with?
Well, I was engaged, and my fiance said he was going to go out with a group of guy friends, and I said, fine, that's no big deal. So I decided to go visit some mutual friends of ours who had just had a baby, and when I was heading to their house, I drove by my fiance, who was sitting in the driveway with another girl in the car at her house.
Oh, no.
So I stopped and I told him I didn't ever want him to call me again.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see him again. And I told the girl that he was with that he was going to do the same thing to her.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
And they dated for a while, but he got another girl pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
Then married that girl that he got pregnant. And then years later, I ran into him at a local convenience store, and he was walking around like he had lost his dog. And I asked him what was up, and he said that his wife left him for another man.
Yeah, that's karma, baby. Yeah, it is. Good.
That was the last time I talked to him.
Hey, you dodged a significant bullet there. Good. Yeah. Good for you for getting out of that car and saying it's done and you're not putting up with that. Good for you.
Yeah, that was it.
Tina, you're amazing. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow.
Karma is definitely a you know what.
Yeah. We had to bleep what was said there, but yeah. Well, we get it. And right. Tina, we agree with you. Yeah. It absolutely is. Good.
Absolutely.
Glad you got good. What's the worst way you were broken up with? 207-991-9500.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
Yeah, your response is coming up. And it's only 25 degrees right now. It never gets colder than that in Bangor, Maine.
Yeah.
At Q106.5.
That's us.
Yeah. 25 degrees. Thanks for laughing with us on a Monday morning. That was Luke Combs. He raised $24.5 million over the weekend, along with Eric Church, Scotty McCreary, and others.
That's awesome.
Yeah, for the hurricane victims of in Carolina, North Carolina. That's incredible.
It really is.
Wow, 24.5. We'll have more about that on in country music news coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, though, we're talking about the worst way you were dumped.
Yeah.
Thanks to Zach Bryan last week dumping his girlfriend over social media.
I can't believe that.
I know. How do you do that?
That is just so wrong.
I'm telling you, that guy, he's been doing a lot of drunk social media stuff lately.
Yeah.
He's headed down the wrong path. Hopefully he turns it around. But yeah, he broke up with his girlfriend via Instagram stories. So that inspired the conversation right now. What's the worst way you were ever dumped? Or the worst reason you were ever dumped? For example, I was dumped for having too much energy. I still, to this day, I remember looking at her, I'm like, that doesn't sound like a good reason.
That's like a Seinfeld reason. You know, I broke up with her because she has man hands.
There's another dude. Like I'm like,
there's somebody else who you think has
less energy,
the same energy level as you.
She was like, you have too much energy. You're too funny. You're too all over the place. I'm like, oh, that sounds like. Those are all made up reasons.
Yeah.
You're just looking for an out. I get it. Whatever. Loser. Where's she at now? I don't know.
Who knows?
I think she married a lawyer. Dang it. Hate it when they marry somebody more successful.
I know.
Ugh. Miss Cindy, you don't have a story about the worst way you were broken up with because you do all the dumping.
For the most part, I do.
And yeah,
I was not in my past a good breaker upper. So,
I'm not judging. And I'm also not surprised.
Yeah, no.
We got the queen over there.
I was not good at breakups, but yes, I was usually the one that ended it most of the time.
207-991-9500. Worst way you were broken up with. To the phones we go. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Danielle from Corinth.
What's up, Danielle?
Hi, Danielle.
My husband and I had separated.
Okay.
We'd been separated about 3 weeks. And my birthday came. He stopped to give me a birthday present. He had gotten jewelry. And I looked at his account and I said, I really hope you didn't spend this much on one necklace. To which he proceeded to tell me that he had bought his girlfriend a necklace also.
What?
in my favorite color, which is also our daughter's birthstone.
Whoa.
So wait. So he wasn't even trying to conceal that he had a girlfriend. He was being like incredibly upfront and hurtful.
Oh yeah, no, he moved out and was living with a girl.
Oh,
who was half his age.
My
wow.
Goodness.
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
4 years ago.
Oh, please say that you're so done with him.
We still do not live together, though we're still legally married.
Okay. My gosh, that is okay. Well, that stinks, but congratulations. You might have the worst story so far this morning.
Funny thing is, their relationship only lasted another 3 weeks.
Of course it did.
Yeah. Right. Jeez Louise.
That whole relationship lasted about 6 weeks.
Wow, Danielle. Well, thank you so much for calling in. And like Tina said earlier this morning, karma is a blank.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Man, what a... How do you do... Ugh. Jeez. End the relationship first before you move on.
Yeah, I called I called an ex one time, and he picked up the phone and said, "Hi, I've just got to finish putting in the shower head, and then I'm all done." He was not working on our bathroom.
Oh man, oh boy, I can make
it. I said, "What?" And he said, "Hi."
I so badly want to make a joke, but I can't. I can't. It's not appropriate, Miss Cindy. We're gonna have to move forward. But that's also awful.
Yeah,
his loss.
Yes.
Jim's gain.
Yes.
Yeah. How long have you and Jim been married?
My gain, too.
Yeah.
We've been married for 8 years. We've been together for 14.
Y'all are the best couple.
Yeah.
So whatever happened in your past, even though you were absolutely a monster in relationships and just destroyed hearts left and right, it got you to where you are today.
That's right.
And made you the perfect bride for the perfect groom, and that's Jim.
Right.
So I think you're forgiven for all of your sins.
Well,
but man, I want to hear all of that. Forget them. I can't wait to hear stories as we continue to get to know each other.
Yeah.
Q106.5. Hey, if you're going to cheat on your spouse, great way to do that is in a hot tub, right? That's a horrible. Let me start that over. Hey, if you're going to show your spouse or significant other that you love them, you get them a hot tub from Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. Man, did they have a great sale over the weekend. Oh, you missed it. You absolutely missed it. They're moving to Bangor. They're moving from 96 Parkway South in Brewer, which they will remain there until springtime. So plenty of time to get down there, check out their showroom. But they are moving to Bangor, and they had a great Lucky Duck sale over the weekend. If you missed it, you can still score a great deal on a hot tub at Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. Just go talk to my good buddy, sales manager Chris. I hate calling him a sales manager and anybody there. They have a great sales team, but I don't want to call them a sales team because they're your neighbors. They're Mainers, and they want to hook you up. They want to take care of you. They want to make sure that you're enjoying your home, your patio, your backyard to the fullest, whether it's with a brand new sauna from Sand Dollar Spa and Pool to keep you warm throughout the winter. And so many health benefits, by the way, with the saunas or with a hot tub. And they have 5 benefits for a hot tub this season. I think they're pretty obvious. 1, relaxation in crisp weather. 2, boosts circulation and eases aches. 3, you extend your outdoor time. Absolutely. That's all I was thinking about late last night when I was looking up at the stars and the temperatures were dropping. I was like, man, it would be nice to just dip into a hot tub right now. 4, perfect for fall gatherings. Absolutely. Play host during football games. Put the TV outside on the patio. You're all sitting in the hot tub. And then 5, improved sleep quality. Absolutely. Get over to Sand Dollar Spa and Pool right now. 96 Parkway, South in Brewer. Remember, they're moving to Bangor in the springtime. They want to get rid of their inventory, so you could probably get hooked up with a great deal. SandDollarSpa.com is their website. You can check out everything they have to offer there. SandDollarSpa.com, Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. 7 degrees wind chill last year, 2023. Are you kidding me? In Bangor, Maine? That's what was recorded? Negative 47 degrees wind chill.
Yeah, but it was, you know, middle of the night, so you were asleep.
You're not making this better. I'm not going to survive. This is... If it drops below, it's 27 right now.
Yeah.
All right, the coldest it got this morning was 24.
Okay.
It drops below that, Cindy?
Yeah.
Dead. I'm dead. I'm dead.
You'll survive it. We've all survived it. You're just going to have to... You'll go through a period of, you know... blood thickening. getting used to the cold temperatures so that at some point, you know, 30 degrees is going to be like, oh, it's such a warm day today. Wow, this is great.
It's Q106. No, it's Q106.5, David and Cindy. And we are three sleeps away from Halloween.
Right.
Where it'll be the complete opposite of negative 47 degrees wind chill. It's going to be mid-70s.
I know. I'm writing an article about how to sweat-proof your Halloween makeup.
Yeah, what the heck?
Never thought I would be writing that in Maine, but yeah.
I never thought I would say, hey, let's go to the beach on Halloween in Maine because it's going to be mid-70s.
Yeah.
It's going to be beautiful this Halloween. Wow. With that being said, that we're three sleeps away, Miss Cindy, I have a question for you.
Okay.
What's a zombie's favorite band? What is a zombie's favorite band?
Wow, I'm coming up with all of these things like the Rolling Bones.
These are good.
The Boo.
You're not going to get the answer. And that's good because you've been crushing my soul by ruining my punchlines.
Okay, what is it?
The Dead Hot Chili Peppers. The Dead Hot Chili Peppers.
I didn't even think of the Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead would be good too.
Wow.
All right, we're talking about the worst way you were broken up with. By the way, we have country music news coming up and that code for your opportunity to go see Jelly Roll in Florida.
Right.
Speaking of mid-70s.
Yeah.
Beautiful warm temperatures.
In November.
November 23rd is when he's performing. Yeah. You want to listen for that code so we can send you there. We really want you to win that. The worst way you were broken up with. Thanks to Zach Bryan breaking up with his girlfriend last week via social media. What is the worst way you were broken up with? Christy in Brownville.
Yeah.
Where's that at?
Brownville is, you go out Broadway and keep going. Okay. It's about an hour away.
Christy said, I had a boyfriend that worked overnight at a store and I got a long text that he reconnected with an old high school flame. Oh, ouch. And he's been talking to her for a while and that he left my car at his job and I needed to go get it. And what? He was on a bus to Florida. This guy sounds like a piece of work.
Wow.
First of all, he's borrowing your car and he's
I guess you could say that she's lucky he didn't take her car to Florida or wherever it was he was going. Well, but yeah, that's pretty low.
He did take something because Christy continued saying, funny thing, I got a call from the police a few weeks later saying they were looking for him because he stole money from the store that he was working at. Yeah.
Wow.
Christy, you got lucky.
Yeah. Yeah, you dodged a bullet there for sure.
Thank goodness he's out of your life. 207-991-9500. Worst way you were broken up with.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
Yeah, country music.
I can't wait to hear.
I know. These stories have been great. Thank you for sharing all morning long. Yeah, these stories of your heartache.
That's right.
Well, the important thing is that you've recovered and grown since then.
Right.
And if you've ever dated Cindy Campbell, would love to hear the story about her breaking your heart.
No.
207. You get priority. 207-991-9500. Because we know that Miss Cindy has broken hearts all over the land.
I'm going to get you.
Which, again, has made you the wonderful bride for the wonderful Jim today.
And they're probably better people for having gotten rid of me.
Or having to get to know you.
Yeah.
207-991-9500. We are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for listening.
Time is running out to take advantage of the special deals going on right now at Home Roofing Solutions. Great time for great deals with winter on the way. Right now, Maine's professional roofing company is offering exclusive roof replacement savings and pricing options for any size home or budget. But to take advantage of them, you have to roof it or lose it. Request a quote by October 31st to get the deals. Hiring a roofing company is scary. You know you want to hire someone you can trust. And with over 185 star customer reviews on Google, this is a company you can trust. And if it's the price that's worrying you, talk to my friends at Home Roofing Solutions. They can talk to you about their financing process, which could allow you to roof now and pay later. Home Roofing Solutions is Maine's professional roofing company serving the entire state, now from four locations, including their original office in Aetna, plus three new locations in Bangor, Holton, and Gorham. Their crew is so huge. Most jobs are typically done in a day or two, so stop putting it off and get your free quote before October 31st to take advantage of their Roof It or Lose It savings. Contact Home Roofing Solutions today by calling 269-HOME. That's 269-4663. Or find them online at homeroofingsolutions.com.
Thank you so much for laughing with us on a Monday morning where it's
27 degrees.
Hey, it's 3 degrees more than when we got here.
Really warming up out there, huh?
Yeah.
27. It is wild that it's going to be 75 on Thursday.
Yeah.
75 on Halloween.
Super warm Halloween.
Crazy. Speaking of hot, we're joined this segment every... Every 8 o'clock hour, we're joined this segment for Country Music News by the very talented Jordan Burge.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. You said every 8 o'clock hour? It's like only the morning show, right?
He's
so fussy about
Every 8 a.m. hour in Monday through Friday, except for holidays and days you're off.
Right. Well, yes, exactly.
Hey, you sound...
Thank you so much.
You sound not in studio.
What do you mean?
Who drank too much over the weekend and where are you? Are you in jail? Like, where are you calling us from?
Yeah, this call is costing me so much money. It's actually insane. But I have to bring country music news to the program, so here I am.
Yeah, that you do, and also the code for Jelly Roll, because we want to send somebody to Jacksonville, Florida. You definitely don't have the code this morning.
Definitely have the code, for sure.
Okay. Oh, great.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, definitely have it. All you got to do is just take that code over to the Q106.5 app. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Tap the Jelly Roll Ticks button right on the homepage. Scroll on down to the 8 o'clock hour for, what is today, Monday?
Yeah, Monday.
And then...
And then you enter the code.
Yeah, potentially to win a pair of tickets to see Jelly Roll in Jacksonville, round trip airfare for two to Jacksonville, two night hotel stay, plus $500 in spending money.
Right,
that would be incredible, right?
Yeah, all right, code.
Jordan, you don't actually have the code, do
you? Yeah, I don't think he does.
Guys, I'm driving right now.
David, do you have the code?
That code is 589.
589?
589.
As in like 589.
Like five was really hungry, so 589.
All right, so just open up the Q106.5 app, tap the Jelly Roll Ticks button, enter 589. Do all the things I just said right there, and you could potentially win all the things that we had just said right there.
Where are you driving from? Can you say?
Yeah. I visited my friend Christian over the weekend.
Oh, he is a piece of work.
Oh,
man.
Oh, dude.
God spent a little bit more time on him.
Yeah.
I was going to send you a picture of us from over the weekend, but I thought, no, I'll just let him be.
Thank you.
I'll show you in person.
I look forward to that.
Yeah, can't wait to see that.
Yeah, Christian is Jordan Verge's very attractive dude friend. And he puts all other dudes to shame. He takes off his shirt, and I'm like, I'm out.
He is very attractive, yes.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a very nice guy.
Oh, he's like the best guy. It's actually insane. And you know what's even worse? So he's gotten really into, not really into. That makes it sound like he's got a problem. He doesn't drink unless I'm around.
Right, you're a bad influence.
Yeah.
Very bad influence, but... What he's been drinking recently, and that means what I've been drinking recently, is Miller High Life. You guys ever had the champagne of beer?
Why are you drinking Miller High Life in New England?
Because it tastes so good.
No way.
Yeah, I used to drink it.
It tastes like beer.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
There are so many great beers in New England. Why are you wasting your time with Miller High Life? Because it's cheap?
It's cheap. It's delicious.
Okay.
And it shouldn't be the champagne of beers because, honestly, champagne's, like, not even that good. It should be, like, the, finding, like, $10 in your pocket of beer.
This segment brought to you by Miller High Life. Let's get into country music news, shall we? Let's go.
106.5.
Straight from Nashville.
It's country music news.
country music news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxtrot.
He's driving.
So on a deal on your next quality vehicle, go to Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxtrot. You guys get that?
We got it. Rowell's Garage.
Yeah, yes. We can hear you. Listen, Jordan, if it's about Gabby Barrett or Megan Maroney, we are going to lose connection.
So, how was your weekend? You guys do anything fun?
I was in Massachusetts over the weekend. Miss Cindy took advantage and stayed at home.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just in Massachusetts this morning.
Why didn't you call me? I stayed in Massachusetts over the weekend.
He was there this morning. You were not there this morning. You were here.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah.
To leave New Hampshire to get to Maine, for some reason you have to go through Massachusetts. It doesn't make sense.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't. It really doesn't.
It really doesn't. Where did you get your GPS? Dollar Tree?
I don't know. I'm just sightseeing. That's what it is. That's why I'm not there. I'm just checking out the peak foliage.
Before you get to country music news, do you have anything on Luke Combs and Eric Church over the weekend and what they did that's so awesome?
What did they do?
Well, they threw a concert for Carolina, which had James Taylor, Keith Urban, Sheryl Crow, Bailey Zimmerman, Scotty McCreery, Chase Rice, and so many others, and they raised $24.5 million for relief efforts in the Carolina region following Hurricane Helene.
That's incredible. My friend Christian is moving to North Carolina next week.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Are you going to be okay?
No, I mean, that's why I went and saw him this weekend, because it's going to be a little bit until I see him again.
Yeah.
So, wow, that's incredible. Eric Church and Luke Combs, it sounds like they're warming the place up for him.
Yeah. Why is he moving to North Carolina?
So he's an occupational therapist. Him and his fiance his fiance is a physical therapist. And what they're doing is they're doing travel therapy.
So oh, cool.
It's very cool. They're moving to North Carolina. It's only for like a few months. I believe from like November to February.
Okay.
They're going to be out there.
Oh, they're ditching on winter here in New England.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing.
I get
it. Kind of sus, if you ask me, as the kids say.
All right. What's your country music news? Dare I ask?
So it's incredible. The lengths that Eric Church and Luke Combs have gone to you know, make themselves and their community that much better.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's so admirable. And
have country music news?
I feel like he does. I feel like he spent the weekend drinking and he has nothing.
Yeah.
So I was at a party yesterday and there was we were playing cornhole. David, we were playing cornhole.
Right, yeah. Hopefully, you got some practice in because we're going to do some tournaments coming up when it warms up again.
A Gabby Barrett song came on.
Of course it did.
And I tried to lock in, but I did not.
Nope. That's your kryptonite.
Yep, I think that's also what I've got for country music news.
What are you listening to on your way up from New Hampshire back here in Bangor? Because you will be on air at 10 a.m. this morning.
Yeah, I will be there. What I'm listening to is the Q106.5 app. It Good doesn't answer. Matter where you are in the state, in the country. As long as you have the app, you could be spending your morning driving to work listening to David and Cindy.
Jordan, are we going to call you in the 9 o'clock hour, or do you need to focus on driving?
No, I don't need to focus on.
Yeah, well, because you have a hands-free set.
No. I mean, yes, of course.
Yeah, of course he has a hands-free set. All right.
That's what I meant.
And you're driving your brand new Tesla, which basically it drives
right.
itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what they say, you know, people in our position make a lot of money.
That's right. So, we live glamorous lives. We do.
Yeah. So I just went out and bought a new Tesla. So it's driving me.
All right. You program that Tesla. Get back here safe. We'll talk to you in the 9 o'clock hour.
All right. I'll talk to you folks soon.
The very talented Jordan Burns.
Yeah.
Q106.5. 8 days until Christmas.
Okay.
31 until Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And 3 sleeps until Halloween.
Right.
Q106.5, David and Cindy. And now that I mentioned that, Miss Cindy.
Yes.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
What do you call a ghost hornet?
A ghost hornet?
What do you call a ghost hornet? Please don't steal this punchline. Please don't guess it.
Wow.
What do you call... Good. What do you call a ghost hornet?
I don't know what.
A booby.
Yeah, no, I definitely would not have guessed that. A booby.
A booby.
And for anyone who just turned on their radio, that's a ghost hornet.
That's a ghost hornet. What's the worst?
What are they talking about?
We don't know. What's the worst way you were ever broken up with? My mom is actually weighing in now. And
oh.
So stories I never want to read. Anything that deals with my father and hers relationship ever. Before we, I share what my mom texted in. And thank you, Mom and Dad, for listening. Always on the Q106.5 app there in San Antonio, Texas. What was the worst way you were broken up with, Miss Cindy? You did all the dumping.
I did a lot of the dumping, yes. But there was that time that I popped in on... He wasn't really my boyfriend. He was a guy I was dating.
Right.
I popped in on him, which is something you should apparently never do, because his ex-girlfriend answered the door in her bathrobe.
No, you should do it so you know whether or not this moron is worthy of your time. Absolutely. If you feel uncomfortable dropping by the guy you're dating, then he's not the guy for you.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. I actually dated someone who that was a rule. No pop-ins.
Yeah, that's a waste of time.
It's then like,
get out of my life. Get out of my... Unless you're well aware of what the situation is and you're fine with it, then do it. But if you're looking for something more serious and long-term, get the heck out of that situation. Yeah. Stop wasting your time. You'll know if they really want you, because they're going to show you. And if they're not, leave.
Yeah.
Dating's so simple. Gosh, I wish I was smarter when I was dating.
Dating is not simple. What are you talking
about? It can be. We complicate it. It really is. If the person wants you, they're going to show you. If they don't show you, they don't want you, no matter how hard you try. And it is what it is. Move on.
Okay.
See? Simple. I get it. Emotions make it a little bit more convoluted.
A little bit, yeah.
All right, my mom. Oh, do I really want to read this? Oh.
Yes, I want to hear it.
All right, here we go. Your dad broke up with me because he didn't like my shoes.
Didn't like her shoes?
My mom then goes, I should have known then. And then she goes, and good morning. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. She said, I had another boyfriend before your dad. Okay, well, I would hope so. I hope it's not recent. They've been married for, hold on, when did they get married? 81. How many years is that? 43? 43.
Wow. Yeah.
They've been married a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm 41, so they didn't wait long. They were really excited to have me. My mom said, I had another boyfriend break up because I was too quiet. He wasn't wrong. I was painfully shy young teen. It's funny. My mom and I are very similar when it comes to our personality traits.
Yeah.
In high school, sophomore year, I was dumped because I was too quiet and a prude. In fact, I went on a date to go see The Man in the Iron Mask with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
And I didn't say one single word.
Wow.
Not one. It was a double date, and I didn't say one single word to the girl because I was too nervous.
I'm going to love those dates in high school. Gotta love that, man.
Oh, it was bad.
We were a lot alike in high school then, because I was very, very quiet.
Yeah.
And definitely prude.
Yeah. Well, look,
I was in high school.
Look at us now on the microphone.
Right. Exactly. I've actually had people say to friends of mine, they can't believe what a good job I do on the radio because I was so quiet in high school. And people I work with have looked at these people and said, Cindy?
Yeah. Are we talking about the same? It's spelled with a Y, right?
Yeah. But yeah, super quiet in high school.
How funny. So. I couldn't figure out how to kiss. French kiss. So I got done. I could not. I overthink everything. So as a sophomore in high school, I'm hearing about French kiss. And I'm like, okay, so the dynamics and logistically speaking, how does that two people come together and they utilize certain things in their mouth? How does that, doesn't it just become like a blockade with the, you see where I'm going? This is what I was thinking. And so I cannot figure that out. And then every time I got close to trying, I bailed. And I got dumped for it, too, for being a prude.
I got dumped for something similar, but not quite.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to leave that.
Yeah, we'll leave it there.
Right there.
Right there. I'll just let that sit right there.
Yep.
But, man, I will tell you, and I'm sure you can relate to this, too.
Yeah.
Once we figured out those logistics.
Oh, yeah.
Game on.
Exactly. Totally different story. Totally different story.
Worst way you were broken up with, 991-9500, 207-991-9500.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
We are David and Cindy. Happy Monday. David and Cindy, happy Monday. Thank you for laughing with us. All right, Miss Cindy, I got a call. Got to call the incredible Jordan Verge.
Okay.
While I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me get a line up. Here we go. we're about to have record-breaking temperatures this Halloween.
Yeah. Well, I just looked up because I'm writing this article. It will be out in a little while about how to sweat-proof your makeup. Because if you're wearing Halloween makeup, you don't want it running down your face.
Well, so, also, I wear eyeliner every day because it accentuates my eyes and it kind of conceals some of the bags that I have underneath them.
Yeah.
Perpetually from not getting enough sleep. So, I need this advice,
sure,
too.
It's waterproof. Yeah, that's very important.
Jordan, hold on. Adults are talking. We'll be with you in a second.
So, I decided.
Okay. Can you hear me fine or should I?
We're live right now. So, don't curse.
Okay.
We are very much live on the radio.
So I Googled the highest temperature in Maine, in Bangor, Maine, on October 31st, and I came up with 1956. It was 71 degrees, and it's supposed to be in the mid-70s on Thursday.
So we're going to break a record.
It's looking that way, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Do you hear that, Jordan?
Yeah, record-breaking Thursday. Shout out to Halloween.
By the way, we're joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much.
Wow, 1956, it was 71. That was a record high for a Halloween.
You want the lowest temperature?
Not really, no. But you're going to give it to me.
1944, it was 16 degrees.
Ooh! I thought it didn't get below 25.
I think you're wrong with that.
Hey,
wait, I know you're wrong with that.
Jordan, give us an update. Where are you at?
Genuinely do not know. So I made a mistake. I took the I'm on my way to Bangor. Like, I'm gonna get there.
Eventually.
Yeah, so I accidentally took the 95 instead of the 295.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
and yeah, so like, if anyone wants to send me money, because these tolls are so expensive.
Are you down in Portland?
No. Like, I'm going to be there, like, shortly, but I've gone through, like, several tolls that are way more than just a dollar.
You do know you have to be on the air at 10 a.m.
And I will be there.
Okay.
I'm very confident.
We have faith. We are not as confident as you are.
He has a helicopter standing by.
No, like, I'll get there. Like, I'm not worried about it, but, geez, my wallet is feeling it.
All right, well, we'll set up a GoFundMe.
That's right.
For your tolls, because you had to go to New Hampshire this weekend to make bad decisions with your very attractive friend, Christian.
Yes, I made great decisions, though.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if I mentioned this to either one of you yet. We are three sleeps away from Halloween.
Yes, we are. Jordan, that was in your honor because he hasn't played that one all morning.
It's so wild to hear on the phone.
Hey, with that being said, I have a question for both of you.
Okay.
All right.
Why shouldn't you date a mummy? We've been talking about the worst way to get broken up with all morning long. And by the way, Jordan, we can't wait to hear your story coming up here in 10 minutes about the worst breakup ever. Why shouldn't you date a mummy?
Because
you'll get all wrapped up.
Something. I was trying to find some way to wrap in rapping.
Close. But you both are close.
I don't know.
Why shouldn't you date a mummy? They're too wrapped up in themselves.
Nope.
You don't want anybody like that.
Nope.
You want them to love you.
Right.
Not be about them. Absolutely. That's narcissism.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Verge. I'm gonna hang up on you, and we're going to call you back in about 10 minutes, and we're going to hear your story about your worst breakup ever.
It's a really good one. I don't have many stories in my life. I have the tanning bed situation, which I told you guys about.
Yeah, we don't need to hear that
one again. We don't need to hear that ever again, actually.
I'll tell it again at some point.
No.
But when I say I don't have many stories, this one is one of the stories I have. So I'll tell you in 10 minutes.
Can't wait to hear it. We're talking worst breakups because Zach Bryan broke up with his girlfriend on social media last week, and she had no idea, completely blindsided, and that inspired the topic this morning, worst breakup story, and we want to hear yours. If you have one, 207-991-9500.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
David and Cindy, Jordan, we'll call you back.
All right.
Q106.5, that's Tyler Hubbard, and we are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for listening to us and laughing with us on a Monday. All right, Miss Cindy, I got to call Jordan.
Okay.
Here we go.
Call up Jordan.
You want to go ahead and share the forecast for this Thursday one more time for anybody who just joined us? Because I think that is just incredible that it's going to be that warm.
Yeah, they're talking about, you know, low to mid 70s on Halloween, which typically in Maine, you wear just a mask because, you know, your coat's going to cover your costume and it's so cold outside. But this year, it's going to be the opposite. You've got to figure out ways to deal with the fact that it's going to be overheated at your Christmas party or walking around your neighborhood.
Or Halloween party.
Right.
Yeah. And
did
so
I say Christmas party?
You did. That's okay. Christmas.
It's Monday. I'm sorry.
And it's 58 days until Christmas. So
apply more coffee. Yeah.
So this Halloween, you'll only want to wear a mask, nothing else. That's how warm it'll be.
That could be a good costume.
Will you get arrested? Maybe. Maybe.
Probably. Well, it depends on where you wear the mask.
Speaking of getting arrested, we're joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge. I just got it, too.
That's really good, Cindy. I like that a lot.
Really good. Speaking of Halloween, and before we get to Jordan Verge's breakup story, which, can't wait to hear this.
Yeah.
We are three sleeps away from Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, get to it already.
Yeah, exactly.
My dad from San Antonio, Texas, he listens to us on the Q106.5 app. He submitted this joke.
Oh.
Are you guys ready?
Okay.
How did the pirate call his mother? How did the pirate call his mother?
I don't know.
I don't either.
On his iPhone. On his iPhone. We kidnap and ravage and don't give a hoot. Bring up me out is your hoe. How do you think Disney gets away with using
Shiver Me Timbers,
a song like that with such bad lyrics, explicit lyrics?
Because they're Disney.
Wait, what were the lyrics?
I mean, it's the title. I'm not going to say it. The title of the song, I mean, it clearly states a very naughty word.
Ooh.
Okay.
With that being said, Jordan Verge, we've been sharing all morning long bad breakup stories thanks to Zach Bryan last week dumping his girlfriend via social media. We understand that you have quite the tale.
Sure, yeah. So let's just get right into it. I was dating someone for 9 years, and through our relationship, I worked at Town Square. And during that relationship, I worked at Town Square. I was done at Town Square, worked at Town Square again. We've had an on and off relationship, Town Square and I, but Q106.5 and I, but me and my ex-girlfriend, now ex-girlfriend, girlfriend at the time, we were strong. Nothing had changed between us.
Yeah.
You know, we were together for 9 years. I got another job at Q106.5, the one I'm at right now. And to celebrate, the day that I signed my contract to come work here, we went to dinner to celebrate. And this was a day where there was like a big stabbing in Bangor. Okay, we didn't know it at the time, but there was a big stabbing. There was a heavy police presence downtown.
Do you remember that?
And
not specifically, me? No. No, he's asking me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like March 11th, 2023. You can look it up.
What? a date which will live in infamy,
right,
in Jordan Verge's heart.
I parked in downtown Bangor, and we see the police, the presence, and I say, oh, someone's having a bad day. And she didn't say this because she wasn't that funny, but in my mind, it would have been a lot more funny if she said, it's about to be two people who are going to have a bad day. and again, she didn't say that because that would have been a really funny thing to say.
It would be, yeah.
So we go to a pizza place. Okay, we sit down, we order a beer, we order our pizza, we ordered a buffalo chicken pizza. Oh, so excited for that buffalo chicken pizza.
Yeah.
And your new job. This is great. Life is good.
Absolutely. Celebrating, yes. I'm going to be with Cindy on Q106.5. I'm so excited to be working there. Yes. Finally full time. This is awesome. and then... it was, let me think about it. So we order the pizza, and then she starts talking. Uh-oh, I got a toll coming up. Oh, this is going to be incredible, guys.
Speaking of heartbreak.
This is an expensive
one. Hey, make sure, are you paying with cash? Because if you are, make sure you're crying while you're handing over the money.
Yeah, I am paying with cash, so you'll hear it. So she starts by saying... she's like, I don't know if she just started listing a bunch of reasons as to why maybe we wouldn't end up working out. Like, she's not sure if she wants to have kids, or if she's not sure if she wants to ever get married, this kind of stuff. And I just explained to her, like, with everything that she said, I'm like, listen, there's a lot of unknowns in my future and in the world. You know, I could not have any kids. I could not be a dad. I could not get married. I could get married. I could have kids. All of that stuff could or couldn't happen. But every path that I see forward at least includes you. And,
aww.
And then she said that she doesn't love me anymore.
Yeah.
And that, aww.
And that basically what she was just trying to do is to get me to break up with her by saying all of those things. And
that's so terrible.
Yeah, it was. So I was like, damn, like we're this is it. And she started crying because she was like, I think this is it. And I started crying. And then the waiter brought the pizza. the waiter brought the pizza to the table. Hold up. I just opened my window because I'm about to give the toll attendant a $5 bill. So I'm going to have to get changed, too. Do you want to be on speaker?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Are you tearing up now?
No, I'm not tearing up.
Ask the toll booth worker if they listen to Q106.5.
I'm not tearing up. You're tearing up. Yeah, and basically that's just, you want me to ask them if they listen to Q106.5?
Yeah, ask them if they listen to Q106.5. And if they don't, then don't give them money and speed through.
No, don't do that.
Say, well, then you don't get my $4.
Wait, okay, so I have the radio on too, so this, I hear myself.
Right, yeah, sure. So say, ask, do you listen to Q106.5?
What I'll do is I'll say, hey man, I'm on the radio right now. Do you know Q106.5?
Well, okay, that sounds kind of braggadocious. That you, like, I don't and I don't necessarily know if he would care. I just want to know if he's listening to the station at all. Yeah. Right. Ever.
Do they have radios in those toll booths?
I think they can.
Oh, what did I just hit right there?
Hey,
thank you very much.
Whoa, you gotta ask them!
Yeah, there was something that, like, I don't know what was on the ground, but my vehicle, like, fell and then lifted up. I don't know. Well, I didn't ask.
Yeah, we know you didn't ask. No wonder you got dumped at a pizza place.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know if you remember, we got a buffalo chicken pizza.
Right.
And we don't even really eat the pizza. I think we like to take a slice and put it on the plate as I'm still like talking with her, like
trying to salvage the relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, in public, we had an apartment. She could have just done this like at home. Why'd she take me out in public to do this?
Yeah. Yeah, I have been guilty of that too. I don't know why we do that.
That's so terrible.
It's terrible.
I know.
Like, do it at home. At least I have my dog at home. I could use her as like a pawn.
Right.
I pointed at our dog and be like, "You're gonna break up our family," and that's so, David, Cindy. That's what I did when we got home.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Well,
yeah.
The
waiter kept. I'm so sorry. So the waiter kept coming by and seeing us crying and saw that it was a buffalo chicken pizza and asked us like, "Guys, is it too spicy?"
that's so funny.
We kind of had to like play it off, like, "Yeah, it's a little spicy, but it's all right. Seriously, it's all right." And he said, "Okay," and then we kept crying, and then he kept coming back. He kept coming back, saying, "Guys, seriously, I can get you like milk, or I can change it if you want." Like, bro. Get away from me.
It's not the pizza.
Yeah.
And so, plot twist, not to wrap this up, but what ended up happening is that your ex is now dating that waiter. and they're off happy, and that's fine, whatever. But she missed out because now you're a big-time celebrity on Q106.5. And Autumn, your current girlfriend, and your one true love,
yeah.
It mm-hmm. lucked out. You guys both lucked out because you guys are absolutely adorable together.
Yes.
And that whatever her name is, do we want to share her name?
No, it's not worth that.
We'll call her Doug. Doug missed out on you, buddy.
Yeah.
I would appreciate it if it wasn't like that. No, we're fine.
Yeah, Doug's good.
Would you rather it was Darla instead of Doug?
Darla probably makes more sense.
Okay.
I don't think you get much of a choice. You are driving from New Hampshire after bad decisions. You should be in studio right now. So, no, your ex-girlfriend's name is Doug.
Okay.
All right.
I tried.
Well, I'll be there. I'll be there soon, I guess. Well, I don't know what you want from me.
Thank you for sharing your breakup story.
I feel like I could do it better. Mm. Want to ask me again in 10 minutes?
We'll call you back in 10 minutes.
Okay.
Drive safe. We'll call you in 10. If you have a breakup story, 207-991-9500.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
The incredible Jordan Verge.
Oh, don't buy a buffalo chicken pizza if you're about to get broken up with.
Q106.5 raised $24.5 million with the help of Eric Church and Keith Urban over the weekend for North Carolina hurricane relief. How incredible.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely awesome. Amazing. We're joined every 9 o'clock hour, David and Cindy, by the way, every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Oh, thank you so much.
Even though he's not in studio this morning.
Right.
I will be very shortly, though. I'm right there.
He was off in New Hampshire having a tryst.
With Christian.
Grand old time, some may say.
Well, with his good buddy Christian.
Right.
Who is moving to North Carolina, actually. And is wildly attractive, unfairly attractive, some would say.
He's funny, too, and he's just such a good guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. and your girlfriend is fine with you going and hanging out with Christian?
Yeah, as far as I know. I'm going to have a conversation with her at some point.
Well, you're going to have to.
If she invites you out for pizza, beware.
We are talking about the worst breakup stories thanks to Zach Bryan. Last week, dumped his girlfriend via social media, Instagram stories. I can't imagine ever doing that to somebody.
No.
Just breaking up with someone or over like Instagram?
Breaking up with somebody, period. I never really ever broke up with somebody. I just kind of like fade out.
So you ghosted them.
I just kind of stop existing. That's what I
do. Right. Same. Listen, I have a really good reason as to why I do it that way. My method. Yeah. Okay. I'm a coward.
We have so much in common.
Back in high school, I was playing Call of Duty with my friends, and I don't think I was dating this lady. We were just like talking, but
hold on, let me stop you right there real quick. If you're playing Call of Duty, you weren't dating anybody. Go on.
Yeah. Well, she was texting me, and the guys I was playing with were like, "Dude, you should focus on this." And I said, "You're right." So I texted her saying, "We shouldn't talk anymore."
Oh my God. Nerd! Hey, Jordan, we're going to go to the phones real quick.
All right, sounds good.
Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Debbie.
What's up, Debbie?
You want a breakup story?
Yes, ma'am.
About New Year's Eve.
Okay, New Year's Eve, Debbie?
Yeah, my boyfriend broke up with me on New Year's Eve at a party at his parents' house.
Oh.
So, for midnight, I kissed his brother.
And the brother's like, "Don't get me in the middle of this."
Oh, no, his brother was all in for it.
Yeah, okay, brother wasn't right. Complaining. Oh, my God. Good for you. Wow. Wow. What way to break up the family and get your revenge.
He picked me up at my house, took me to his parents' house. I had no way to leave. And he breaks up with me in front of his parents. So at midnight, I kissed his brother.
That is amazing.
There you go.
Love that story.
He deserved it.
The next day, he asked me out again, and I told him to go fly a kite. And then I've been with my husband for 32 years now.
Awesome. So you found the right one.
Oh, yeah. We got to go through the bad ones to get to the good ones.
Isn't that the truth?
At 25,
what
are you going to do when it's below 25?
Hey, you stop it right now. And that's what dating is, right? It's trial and error.
You're just,
there's nothing wrong with that. 99% of the relationships don't work out because you want to get to that 1%.
That's right. And you need to get a winter jacket because when it hits 25 below zero.
And that's not going to happen. Cold. That's not going to happen, Debbie. It's not going to dip below. No,
yeah.
Debbie, why are you yelling at me? I thought we were on. I thought we had a good relationship. I didn't break up with you on New Year's.
You moved to Maine.
Brit Song, considering we've been talking about the worst way you've been broken up with or vice versa all morning long on Q106.5 with right. David and Cindy.
Yeah.
Happy Monday. Let's go to the phones.
Okay.
What's the worst way you were broken up with? Who's this? Where are you calling from?
I'm Bree. I'm calling from Bucksport, but I'm on the road to Bangor.
What's up, Bree? What brings you to Bangor this morning?
JCPenney. I have a breakup story to share.
Oh, we would love to hear that and love to hear what you're going to get at JCPenney.
I work at JCPenney.
Oh, okay.
Oh, heck yeah.
But I have a middle school one. Does that count for a breakup?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I was probably in like sixth or seventh grade, and it was right before the Christmas break, and I had made an ornament in art class or whatever, and I went to go give it to my boyfriend the last day before Christmas vacation, and I went to hand it to him as a Christmas gift, and he's like, "You might want to keep that because I think we need to break up."
Wow.
And I remember smashing it on the floor on the Christmas class because I was so mad.
Well, you don't want it with his name on it, right?
No, I don't even remember what the ornament was at this time, but I just remember it was a Christmas ornament. And I said, "You can put this on your tree." And he's like, "You might want to keep that and take that home because I think we need to break up." And it was the most awkward, like, 10 minutes to the next school of my entire life that you can ever take back.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Was that your first heartache?
Probably in middle school, yes. But,
that's so
that
sad.
That was probably my only one. I don't have any high school ones. They're all pretty normal.
Yeah, you're like Miss Cindy Bree. You're like Miss Cindy Bree. You guys crush the souls of men. Thank you so much for calling in. You have a great day. Great day working at JCPenney. All right. Let's bring in the very talented Jordan Verge.
Hello. I know Bree. That's a friend of mine, like a really good friend of mine.
Wait, no kidding.
Wow. You weren't the guy, were you?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
Do you know who the guy was?
No.
She was really angry.
Yeah. No, I mean, understandably so, right?
Yeah.
All right. Where are you at right now?
I am going to be there shortly. I will be right there, pulling in.
All right. He's 5 minutes away. Jordan Verge taking over middays, and you're going to continue these Jelly Roll codes.
I got one coming up that could send you to Jacksonville.
Very cool.
10:20. All right. Words of wisdom. We'll go around the room. We'll go around the room, but he's in the car. So we'll go around. How do I word that, Miss Cindy?
If you're going to break up with someone, just do it in an interesting way so you can tell the story later.
There you go. Oh,
beautiful. I love that.
Yeah.
If you're going to break up with someone, have a heart. Maybe don't. Just do it in a cool way so you have a good story to tell.
Did you just steal Cindy's advice?
Yeah, but if I say it laughingly, then it's all right.
I don't think so.
It's better than when you just say ditto, but come on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my bad. Retweet. Ditto. Same.
Yeah. All right. Well, now I feel like I got to make mine breakup theme.
Okay.
All right. Oh, okay. I wasn't prepared for this. Okay. Just thinking, you know, the first thought that pops in my head, if you want to break up with somebody, but you're too afraid to hurt them, just don't.
Exactly. There you go.
Just disappear.
Don't. Be in an unhappy relationship.
No, keep them going and then start the new one. And then if you're unhappy with that one, then start the new one. And then if you're unhappy with that one, start the new one. Before you know it, you're in seven relationships. Sure, your anxiety is through the roof. You're stressing every day because you're like, my God, I have seven people to trick and lie to. But that's okay. It makes life fun.
That's beautiful. I have second words of wisdom.
Oh, good.
Okay.
It's like second breakfast, your second dinner, second lunch. So if you fall out of love with someone, suck it up, right?
Jordan Verge is up next.
Yeah, I'm right there.
All right. Thanks for listening to David and Cindy. It's Q106.5.